in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-L-S, how red, great, those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. In the living room, Edith writes on a notepad. She smiles, pleased at her note.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, good. Did you have a nice Sunday afternoon in the park?
Oh, yeah, we rented a bicycle built for two, and we pedaled all around the lake.
Well, wait a second. I pedaled. She sat there like a queen with her feet up on the handlebars.
I remember when Archie and me rented a bicycle built for two. We took a long ride in the country.
Wasn't it fun?
Oh, yeah. But I was the fast peddler and Archie was the slow peddler, so our legs didn't catch up with each other until your father's pants caught in the chain. Oh, and we fell off. Oh, yeah. And then Archie figured out that on the way back, one of us should ride and one of us should walk.
How far'd you have to walk, Ma?
Let me help you with the crossword.
Oh, this ain't a crossword. It's a life expectancy test. I found it in this old Harper's magazine Irene was throwing out. You answer all these questions, and then it tells you how long you're gonna live.
Well, let me see how'd you do. 846? That can't be right.
Oh, no, it ain't. You gotta put a dot here after the four. There.
Oh, that means you're gonna live to be 84?
And 6 months.
Living with Archie will seem a lot longer.
Here I am, and we had a terrific meeting tonight at the lodge, Edith.
Archie, guess how long I'm gonna live?
Look at this. I'm only home a minute, and she's threatening me. Get the dinner on the table, Edith.
Oh, yeah, well, it'll be a little while, Archie, because the potatoes are running behind the chicken. While we're waiting, let me figure out how long you're going to live.
I thought you were going to tell me how long you're going to live.
84 years and 6 months.
Whoop-dee-doo.
It's all in this quiz here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be right with you there, Edith, because a gypsy palm reader in Coney Island once told me I got the longest lifeline she ever seen. See? Starts right there, wraps around the thumb twice, and goes up here underneath the watch band. I'll probably live long enough to see them put a man on Mars.
What if they do that next year?
Archie watches him, deadpan.
What I won't live long enough to see is a meathead on a payroll.
He smirks, and Michael nods slowly with a sneer.
Did you have fun at the lodge meeting?
We had a million laughs. Remember Skeets Callahan that retired from window washing? Well, he had his little grandson there with him, little Skeets the Third. Kid was dressed up in a combat infantry man's outfit, you know? Cutest thing you ever seen with grenades and a machine gun and everything.
It's terrible to see children playing war.
Learning how to fight, that's the most natural thing in the world there, little girl.
How can you say that?
Well, because of the way God made men. I mean, look at them. We give them a trigger finger, didn't he?
If God had meant man to fight, why didn't he put guns in the Garden of Eden?
Well, who the hell is Adam going to shoot, Eve? Why is he going to do that anyway? Because she's got to help him populate the world and make his breakfast for him. And when the world gets population enough, and you got enough people in the world to make armies, then God sent down a word that they could invent a gun. And I think that German preacher Martin Luther made the first one.
You know, you ought to teach a Bible class. those kids believing that God stands for peace and love?
Which he does, except in time of war. So, what'd you come out with there, Edith?
She folds her paper.
I'd rather see if the potatoes caught up with the chicken.
Yeah, I hope you laid in a couple of six packs of beer, because I got a hell of a thirst on me. I was thinking about that all through the lodge meet. Oh, you done it. Here it is, first today. So what age did you come up with for me, huh?
The potatoes look fine.
Well, what'd you get? 90, 85, 80?
Oh, well, those tests don't mean nothing, Archie. They're just for fun.
Well, I know they're just for fun. That's what I want to find out, how many years of fun I got left. Hey, what'd you get?
Well, if I tell you, will you promise not to take it serious?
Ah, who takes them things seriously? What is it?
63 years and 4 months.
How do you like that? That magazine bumped you off before you get Social Security.
Archie stares at Michael with narrowed eyes.
Archie, I don't think you should believe what a quiz in a magazine tells you.
I don't believe it, Edith.
Well, I was afraid you would.
Oh, listen. Here's something I never told you. The gypsy palm reader there, well, she told me that I'm going to outlive you by 10 years. So cheer up.
Well, I could have made a mistake in adding.
Well, you always do, Edith. That's why I'm going to check your figures here. I don't want to leave my life in the hands of a dingbat.
He sits in Edith's chair.
Gloria, would you help me get the dinner on?
Yeah, get out and help your mother, huh?
Yeah, maybe the potatoes passed the chicken.
Damn thing killed me off at 63. What kind of a test is this? How does it work here, me, then?
Oh, let's take a look.
Mike sits in Archie's chair.
Oh, let's see. Well, it says you take your year of birth. What was that, 1924?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, that would make your base figure 580.
Where'd you get that?
Right over there, see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then for your present age, which is what, 51?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you add 5 years. So that starts you out with 630.
Wait a minute, there's something wrong right away.
What, that adds up.
I mean, look where you're sitting.
In unison, they stand up and cross over to switch seats. Archie settles comfortably in his armchair.
All right, we'll start off with 630.
All right, let's do this thing. All right, says, if you're married, add 5 years. It's pretty good. One of them Arabs with 20 wives picks up 100 years for romance. I'm married. They give me 5 years for having needed. I thought they docked me for that.
Uh-oh. Here's where you lose a few.
Yeah, where?
Yeah, right there, where you live. Small town, add 3.5 years. Big city, subtract 2 years.
Oh, come on. Why should a city guy lose out 2 years?
Because there's more pollution, more congestion, more disease.
Well, all right, but there's more hospitals, too, ain't there?
More cemeteries.
I ain't going to give myself nothing, but I ain't taking off nothing either. It's a stupid question.
How you doing, Daddy? Did you find out if I added wrong?
All right, Edith, we're getting there. Now, let me see what we got here.
Where are you? Alcohol, heavy drinker, subtract 5 years. Very heavy drinker, subtract 10 years.
All right, well, I don't drink.
You drink beer.
What's that difference? Beer is healthy. Give me a couple of years there.
Beer is healthy?
Well, certainly it is, little girl. Your beer is made from your barley is fed to your horses. Everybody knows how long horses live.
20 years.
I think you better leave that one blank like I did.
No, that ain't right. Look here, they knock off 2 years of your life for being a city guy. Why don't they give you something for not being a lush?
Yeah, but Archie, you're still ahead. Because if you don't subtract, then it's the same as in. Because what you don't take off, you put on.
That's the kind of thinking that knocked me off at 63. Get the dinner on, will you? I'm fighting for my life here.
All right, what do we got next?
Yeah.
Economic status. Deduct 3 years if wealthy or poor.
Wealthy or poor? What the hell else is there?
Middle class, which is what we are.
Well, actually, we're lower middle class.
Well, as I remember, we was up until you joined the family.
You'll lose at least 2 years there.
All right, now, smoking. 0.5 to 1 pack of cigarettes a day, subtract 3 years. Pipe or cigar, subtract 2 years.
You smoke cigars, it's -2.
But wait a minute, I don't smoke cigarettes. So I should get a +3. So a +3 to -2, so ipso facto, so +1. Give me that.
You get -2, ipso facto.
If you keep minus, and I'll be dead in 1965. Yeah, your shape. Oh, look at this. If you're over 40, deduct 1 year for every 5 pounds you are overweight.
That's where I lost you.
Well, yeah, it ain't so much. That I got heavy bones.
In your stomach? Come on, you gotta deduct at least 2 years.
Ah, this thing is crazy here. Look at this. Every inch of your waist measurement. Geez, I wish they get off of the belly here. Every inch of waist measurement exceeds your chest measurement, deduct 2 years. Oh, I got about a 40 chest and about a 38 waist.
Daddy, how long can you hold your breath like that?
Till the test is over.
Gosh, once you exhale, your waist is 41. You lose a year.
Ah, come on.
Did you come to disposition yet? I had to deduct 4 years for that.
4 years? Why'd you do a dumb thing like that?
Because sometimes you lose your temper.
I don't like him. Come on, give me +4 there.
Minus, Daddy.
If you don't let me win a few, you're going to be minus, Daddy.
You're supposed to be honest with this test.
Is there a question about honesty in here?
If there was, you'd self-destruct.
Shut up! I lost the 4 I'm carrying here. All right. 0. All right, see, 4.
7, 7, 7.
All right, I see that. All right, now see, and from 6. Well, this is a stupid answer.
What did you get?
It's 570 years. This is a test for trees.
Daddy, you're supposed to put a dot after the second number, after your 7 there.
A dot there?
There's your age.
57. You had me 63 over the table, eh?
You see, Archie, like I said, that test don't mean nothing.
It means a fast check for an undertaker.
Come on, you're not going to take this thing seriously,
no,
are you?
No, I don't take it serious. The test is only for dopes and dingbats. Come on, get dinner, will you? I get so nervous when dinner is late.
Mashed potatoes.
I'm going to go wash up.
Yeah. Let's see this. 5 and 3, so less is 0, 3. It's a 7. 5.
Studying the result, Archie fingers his lips.
Archie.
He cocks an eyebrow pensively. That night in bed.
Don't let go. Don't let go.
Don't let go.
He let go.
Archie, wake up.
Oh, gee, put the lights on in here quick.
Archie clutches his pillow.
Oh, thank God you woke me up. I was having an awful nightmare.
Oh, what was you dreaming about?
I was at my funeral.
Why? Who was you yelling at?
The meathead. He was one of my pallbearers and he dropped me. I go right out of the casket and into the road. I had the new suit dirty and everything. I was never so embarrassed in my whole life. Terrible, Edith. Look at the pillar. It's wet with fear.
I'll change it for you.
Gee, that dumb meathead. He's supposed to be using 2 hands. He ain't supposed to be eating a sandwich while he's carrying it.
Getting up, he opens the bedside drawer.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a cigar.
Oh, gee, smoking cigars ain't good for you. Even that test in the magazine said so.
Oh, that damn test. If it wasn't for that test and that nightmare, they wouldn't have been burying me here in the bed.
Gee, it was only a dream, and that test don't mean nothing.
It don't mean nothing to you. Because they say you're going to live to be an old bag of 84. Lee, I'm going to be planted in the flowers of my manhood. A nightmare and over. You know, to tell you something, it really makes you stop and think. Hey, listen. Hey, listen, Edith. Now, come here. Sit down. I want to talk to you here.
They sit on the bed.
Edith, as regards my real funeral.
Oh,
get out of the bed while I'm talking. As regards my funeral, I want you to know that the union is taking care of everything. I mean, the plot, flowers, music, everything. The only thing you have to remember to bring is me.
Edith,
intelligent, modern people gotta talk about these things. Now listen, here's a last bequest, Edith. See. The Reverend Fletcher.
Felcher.
Whatever. I don't want that guy saying my last urology over. Is a windbag. Same funereal speeches for everything. You wouldn't know whether it was me or he's preaching over a cat.
Go back to sleep.
No, I can't eat at that funeral.
That was just a dream. The funeral is over.
Archie gapes wide-eyed.
It wasn't over when I left it here. They didn't even get to the cemetery yet. If I get back and fall asleep, suppose I pick up on it again. I don't want to get to the part where that throat died on me. No, I need a beer.
Downstairs, Mike opens the fridge.
Glory, I am interested in what you're saying.
No, you're not. You're more interested in food.
That's not true. Well, maybe it's equal.
He gets a piece of pie.
Daddy was really worried. He hardly said a word all night.
Yeah, it was a nice evening.
As Mike eats, Archie enters.
Ah, look at this. 12:15 and he's still scavenging down here. He's the only human being whose mouth don't get 8 hours sleep.
Nice to see you in a good mood again, Arch.
Archie, let me make you a sandwich with your beer.
No, eat it. Don't waste no food on me.
Archie trudges out with his beer.
Talk to him.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, yeah, he'll listen to you. Deep down, he respects you.
I hate to dive that deep.
Honey.
All right. I'll try.
Daddy, Michael has something he wants to say to you, and you listen to him.
Oh, what's the use?
All right, look. I want you to look in this magazine. There's something in here very important. Look what it says here. Beware. The figures are unscientific and extremely imprecise. They will predict for any of us only in terms of very rough odds. Arch, you're not going to die when you're 57. The only real indication of how long a person's going to live is his heredity.
But I ain't got that. I lost that with my appendix, didn't I?
He peers quizzically at Edith, who squints, thinking hard.
Arch, your heredity is your family history.
Well, then why don't you talk clear?
All right. Your father. How old was your father when he died?
57.
It's a coincidence. It's just a coincidence. What about your grandfather? How old was he?
56.
But he was run over by a streetcar.
I know. It cut off the last whole year of his life.
Your grandfather probably would have lived to be a very old man. Honey, doesn't long life usually skip a generation?
Well, not in a bunker family. We got dead relatives in every generation.
Well, I have to go to work in the morning, so I'm going to bed.
Go ahead. Yeah, there's feeling for you there.
Oh, it's just because your parents didn't live a long time doesn't mean you won't.
Punching the air, Archie gets a cigar.
Archie, please don't smoke that.
Why not? I already give 2 years of my life for this.
Maybe if you give up smoking, you'll... you'll get them back. And then if you lose weight, you'll get a few more years.
No, no, it's too late, Edith. My bus has sailed.
Arch, Ma's right. I mean, I don't believe in that silly test, but I mean, if you did change your lifestyle, maybe you could add a few years. Get rid of the things that are causing you aggravation.
Slumped in his chair, Archie slowly pivots his head toward Michael and stares at him. Michael drops his head, then shakes it.
I'll tell you, he's got something there. This city life. You know, if I was living in a small town, it might add 10 years to me, Edith.
But, Archie, where would we move to?
Oh, gee, California, Arizona. There's millions of small towns out there in the West. Go west, go west, like Horace Greenberg said. And if I went west there, I might be able to do that one thing I wanted to do before I die.
What's that, Archie?
Ride a horse.
I didn't know you liked horses.
Oh, sure. I always been nuts about horses. Ask Edith there. Where the hell you ever see a horse in New York unless you open up a can of dog food?
Arch, are you really serious about moving out west?
Certainly I'm serious. Why not? Get out of the city. Get out of the rat race. Get out on the range where the buffaloes roam. Where the deers and the antelopes play. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word. And the sky's something, something all day. You know that death quiz, Edith? Maybe that taught us how to live. Maybe we ought to list this house for sale Monday morning.
Archie, I think we better go to bed.
But then you, Meathead, you and Gloria, you'll be out in the cold,
Arch,
huh?
Arch, don't worry about me and Gloria. You just do what you have to do, all right?
Yeah. What does he have to do?
Oh, here's my little girl. Listen, come over here and sit down, sweetheart. Your mother and I got some news for you.
I got some good news for you, Daddy.
You see, we were talking this thing over
here. I was working out your test upstairs, and you got the numbers all mixed up here. You're going to live to be 75.
Huh?
Well, you see, you subtracted where you should have added, and then you didn't even give yourself the right base figure to begin with.
You sure of that?
Yeah, you're going to live to be 75 years old. Here, see for yourself.
Gloria shows him the notepad for a second.
75.
Archie squirms happily, then saunters to Edith, who's beaming.
And you had me dead at 63.
And 4 months.
And 4 months! And you over here, how old was I when you killed me off?
57,
yeah. You and I, you had me dead and buried. Took my little girl here to dig me up. Well, I'm alive, and I'm gonna stay alive. And I'm gonna eat, make me a sandwich. And I'll drink all the damn beer I want, and I'll smoke cigars right up to the time I'm 75, you and your Pollock arithmetic.
Archie follows Edith into the kitchen.
Oh, I don't understand. I didn't make any mistakes.
I know, honey. I just changed the numbers around a bit. Daddy's so worried about the stupid test, I thought I'd give him an extra 18 years. You're not gonna tell him, are you?
No, no, don't tell him. Give him the 18 years. Besides, Archie's so stubborn. If he thinks he'll live to 75, he'll do it even if it kills him.
Don't you feel better now that you're gonna live to be 75?
Jeez, Edith, who wouldn't? But listen. Now, that test says that you're going to go on to 84, huh?
Yeah, and 6 months.
Yeah, well, whatever. But, gee, that means, well, there's 9 and a half lonely years you got to go on without me, huh? But I had a thought. Suppose you was to take up smoking and drinking.
Edith smiles, then abruptly knits her brow as she reflects. Frowning, she busily makes Archie's sandwich. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Written by Michael Morris. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Viacom.